At the butcher shop where Omar Faraj worked as a cashier, the till is unmanned. In late October, Kenyan police killed Faraj, accusing him of planning a terrorist attack. Butcher Joseph Kawemba worked with Faraj since 2008.
Many customers have not come back. The customers who do come are very upset. They come here and they cry.
Early on a Sunday morning, anti-terror police surrounded Faraj's apartment, firing at the building and lobbing canisters of tear gas inside. After the raid, neighbors found Faraj's dead body on top of his wife Rahma, who had passed out. Police said they recovered grenades and ammunition from the apartment. At the Memon Villa Mosque, where Faraj often led prayers, a friend who declined to be on camera believes the police made a mistake.
They claim he was found with grenades, and yet we know he doesn't even own a knife to slaughter a chicken. He wouldn't even know where to buy a grenade. These things, they surprise us, even now.
Kenya receives U.S. funding and intelligence support for its anti-terror efforts. In October, it passed new anti-terrorism legislation, giving authorities more leeway to root out suspected terror cells. Agre Adoli is Coast Province Police Chief.
Whenever we come across anybody who may be associating with the Al-Shabaab or any other militia groups like the Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups, then we are able to deal with this particular person quite rightly here, so that we distort their operations, we distort and disorientate them completely, so that they don't commit any kind of crimes within the region.
Chief Adoli refused to comment on the case of Omar Faraj, claiming investigations were still ongoing. In August, rioters set fire to cars after Muslim cleric Abu Drogo, with alleged ties to al-Shabaab, was shot dead. Though the police deny responsibility, human rights groups believe Rogo's was one of several extrajudicial killings and abductions carried out by Kenyan security forces. Mombasa-based Muslims for Human Rights, or MUHURI, is now investigating Faraj's death. Khalif Khalifa is the director.
The responsibility to investigate, it is the police. It's not a human rights organization or anybody else. They are mandated by law. Okay, but you know, going to a place at 2 o'clock, you know, and terrorize the whole of that neighborhood. No, it's not fair, really.
Khalifa claims the passing of the new anti-terror bill has allowed the police, whom he says have a long history of committing extrajudicial killings, to act with impunity.
Now we ask ourselves, why did they go and shoot somebody? If that person wasn't in hiding, they could have easily go to his place of work and arrest him.
In this city, many now live in fear of the police. Rupa Goganeni for VOA News, Mombasa.